The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk.
Radio City Talk.
Morning, Tony Scott from the Liverpool Echo.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, so got you there now. Right, having a great chat on the legends last night about whether Sam Allardyce can truly be taken to the heart by Everton fans. And one of the callers brought up the scenario that Everton finished seventh, which they look pretty much on course to do. They're in the Europa League. It's about as much as could be achieved with the squad that they've got. Surely, the situation with Sam Allardyce is a little bit of a confused one then.
No, it's not a confused one for me, Steve. And the majority of Everton fans have certainly made up their minds about the way Sam Allardyce speaks to the media, the way he portrays himself as an Everton manager, the way his Everton team play. Now, I can get all the logistics to why he wants to stay in the division. He's on a big bonus, he's on big wages, and his sole purpose is to keep Everton in the division. I get all that. But when you're hitting 30-odd points, you want to see some expansive football being played, and it's not nice to watch. It's all drab, and I think some of the comments in big games are not what Everton fans want to hear from an Everton manager. The sort of acceptance that, yeah, Arsenal, we've accepted Arsenal are better than us, etc. Everton won't stand for that. What legislates for that is a manager that's undermining what Everton fans expect, and that's what Sam Allardyce is doing at the moment. I'd be absolutely gobsmacked if he's there after the summer.
Really?
Even though he's got 18 months on his contract, I'll be amazed. Don't be surprised if Fonseca or Silva is in the dugout by then, but I'd just be absolutely gobsmacked if Sam Allardyce is still Everton manager in the summer.
If that's the case, a lot of work must be being done right now to make sure that replacement is in place, no?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I wouldn't be surprised, Steve, if the likes of Fonseca or Silva's been told to keep his hands tight until the summer, because obviously there'd be one or two clubs after Marco Silva. I just feel as if one of them managers will have been told, sit tight till the summer and then you'll be joining Everton. Obviously big wages, another transfer budget. Lo and behold, you don't know if Steve Walsh is going to be in the summer either, because rumour has it that he could be looking down the road. So it'll all be changing the summer for Everton. It'd be remotely, purposely, that Sam Allardyce will be Everton manager, just on the purpose of, yeah, he's got one or two results, but in the big games, he's just threw the towel in, basically threw the towel in completely, and Everton fans won't stand for that.
Really interesting piece in the Echo today by David Prentice, talking about the number of different central defensive partnerships that Everton have actually tried this season. 9 different central defensive partnerships. I mean, I know across the park they've swapped around a little bit, but 9 different ones. That tells a story in itself, doesn't it?
It shows there's no consistency in the back four. What I've seen a couple of weeks when Sam Allardyce first came to the club is that he put Ashley Williams and Mason Holgate at centre-backs, and they performed quite a good, solid partnership. Lo and behold, he changed it again, and then next minute it didn't add up for me. You pick your best team, you get your results, you get confidence, and he's changing it. Sole purpose of that again. Prime example is in the Merseyside derby, the 1-1. So if Adam Lowe, Luckman come on, next minute changed the game. And before you know it, he was loaned out. And I just feel as if players have done well in the team and have been dropped a week later. And it's for a player. I always try to think of it as a player's perspective, Steve. And if you played well in front of a solid back four, do you think, you know what, I've got my share for next week. And then to be dropped, and then Jordan. It's amazing how Jordan Pickford's performed so well this season, considering the influxuality between the back four. It's been, well, obviously, as Dave just said then in the piece, it's 9 different centre-halves combinations. That's no consistency with any team. You look at all the successful teams in the Premier League, you've always had solid back fours, and Everton haven't really. You've had the 2 injuries to Leighton Baines and Seamus Coleman. Yes, he'll obviously have to change with that, but the centre-back pairing has been nothing but shambolic this season for Everton. You've got 6 alone: Mangala, Phil Jagielka, Michael Keane, Ashley Williams, Mason Holgate, a few Funes Mori. 6 centre-backs, and not a solid combination between the lot of them. So I think that just stems with the problems Everton have had in the back four this season.
Unbelievable, absolutely unbelievable. Right, what's this trip away going to do for them, this warm weather training? How much of a help? Is it a bonding exercise, do you think?
No, I don't think it's anything, Steve. I just think it's the sole purpose to get out the country and have a bit of sun on your back. I really, really do. I just don't feel as if what you're going to achieve. I really don't. You can work on a couple of set pieces. But I don't know, what's the difference between having a training session at Finch Farm or at Melwood or at Kirby or having it in Dubai? You're just having warmer climates. That's all it is. Now, I look at this, and I've always said it from day one, Steve, why did he have to go to warmer climates to train? Why? I don't get it. Is it just, it's just his own purpose. Now, you're being rewarded for being knocked out the FA Cup. That's what it is, because Everton and Liverpool should be playing in the FA Cup this weekend. And if you look at the teams that are left in it, Steve, Sheffield Wednesday versus Swansea, Brighton versus Coventry, West Brom versus Southampton, Huddersfield, Man United tomorrow. Now, I'm not being funny. Everton and Liverpool should be looking at them games and thinking, do you know what? We should be in that quarter-final, semi-final at least. Not Swanner in Dubai and all these warmer climates, because of, not being funny, Steve, it doesn't add up for me. I've been dead against it from day one. Why do you need to have sun on your back for warm weather training and be rewarded for being knocked out the FA Cup?
Absolutely. Well, Liverpool getting rewarded for a 5-0 win over Porto, so they're in a warm weather camp at the moment. I had to laugh when I saw these quotes from Roma's director of football, Monchi, about the sale of Mohamed Salah, because apparently he's getting pelters from the Roma fans at the moment. You sold him cheap. Was it £35-36 million Liverpool bought him for? And of course, now the Roma fans are saying, well, look how good he is. But of course, at the time, maybe £35-36 million represented Mohamed Salah's price.
Of course, Stephen. And what you've got to look at is that at that time, and don't forget, I know a lot of Liverpool fans at the time when Liverpool were signing Mohamed Salah, they thought, do you know what? Chelsea reject, he's had a chance in the Premier League, etc., etc. Didn't do it. 35, 40 million for a winger that looks slow and everything else. Got no. And you're thinking, why are they buying him? Now, look at it. So it's all well and said and good at the start of the season when it looks as though Liverpool has overpaid. I know a lot of Liverpool fans, including myself, like, oh, did you overpay there for the start? You've been at Chelsea, done nothing there. The same is, I know everyone harps on about Jose Mourinho. It's very similar to him, Steve, when people say, oh, you sold to Bruyne and you must be at fault. You must see what's happening in Manchester City. And he said papers at the time. Well, no, because at the time, Kevin De Bruyne wasn't good enough. And he went knocking on the door. He had Frank Lampard in the team at the time. So he went pushing him out the side. So you've got to look at the time. Obviously, De Bruyne went knocking on the door to keep Frank Lampard off the team. Frank Lampard was doing well. So Jose Mourinho was well within his right to say, do you know what? You're not doing it here. Go and fulfil your potential elsewhere. Let's see how you get on. Because at this time, I can't afford to keep you in this team or in this squad because you're doing nothing for me. Now, this, it's very similar to Mohamed Salah. What was that? I mean, he ripped up the Serie A that season, rightly so, but obviously it was a gamble, and everyone thought it was a gamble at the time, Steve, paying £35-40 million for Mohamed Salah to come into the Premier League. After him failing last time, everyone thought, oof, let's see how he gets on. And he's ripped it up, so I've got some sympathy there for Monchi. I really, really have, because no one could have foreseen he'd score, what, 20 to 30 goals this season. No one in the right mind would have.
Well, let's face it, any player that all of a sudden does really well for a team, the former team could be saying the same thing. I mean, you could be saying the same about Sadio Mane. Oh, God, how do you let him go for £30 million?
Of course.
It's a ludicrous argument, isn't it?
Of course, and who's to know in this bit? Like, you could be saying this in 18 months' time. How did Van Dijk go for £75 million when he's worth £120 now? You just don't know. And what you've got to legislate for is at that current time, he's not... That's his value, and if he was any more, another team would come in for him. You know, the players only worth what the football club's about to pay for it, and that is the going rate, and that's the sad predicament of football these days.
Right, I'm doing an event tonight with Ian Rush and Robbie Fowler. So if you took Liverpool's front three at the moment and you had to take one of them out to replace with Robbie Fowler, who would you take out?
It's a tough one, Steve. I'd say Sadio Mane. On the sole purpose of, obviously, Salah's ripped the Premier League season up.
Right.
Brilliant. Firmino, for me, has been absolutely brilliant. He's been Liverpool. I know Salah's got all the goals, but Firmino, for me, is Liverpool's best player at the moment, and he has been all season. The team is solely purposed around him, and Liverpool cannot afford to have him injured for any game. I witnessed in the Merseyside derby, Steve, when Firmino sat on the bench. Liverpool's team, the whole structure of the team is based around Roberto Firmino, because the minute he's out that team, Salah doesn't know where to drift in, Mane can't drift in. What Firmino cleverly does, as well as his work rate and his goals and some selfishness, what he does, he drags centre-halves everywhere, Steve. He drags them to the halfway line, drags them to the wing, and that lets Mane and Firmino come in and score all the goals. And I just feel, and I just feel as if he's instrumental to any part Liverpool are going to play in the top four and the Champions League this season. One injury and it could be a massive, massive upgrade from what the opposition could have. So I just feel as if I'm on that question, Steve. Firmino starts for me. Salah starts for me. And I just think Mane, because this season in the Premier League, he hasn't been the same player, yet he scored goals this season. He scored goals during the week in the Champions League, didn't he? But I just feel he hasn't been nowhere near that same Premier League player that we've seen last season. And I just think that Merseyside derby misses. He hasn't been the same player since then. He's been snatching at shots and his first touch. In the Premier League, obviously, he scored that misery catch it, but I just feel as if, a Fowler for Mane for me in that one.
Firmino, Salah and Mane. Sorry, Firmino, Salah and Fowler. And Rush on the bench. Fair dues.
Where did you come into that, Steve?
It's what?
Where do you come into that?
I'm not involved. I'm the kit man. I'm doing sponges or something on the side. Tony Topstuff, thank you very much. We'll see you next week.
The Kickoff with Steve Hothersall.
Rock, sport and talk for Liverpool.
This is Radio City Talk.